create me? Why did you, that's a good question to ask, by the way. Why did you create me? What am I here for, Brother Stuart? What, why did you create me? Why? Why? In fact, David in Psalms 8 thought like I thought, or I thought like David thought. Because one day David looked up and he was outside, and I know it was dark, it was at the night, because he says, when I consider the stars, you can't see stars in the daytime. He says, when I consider the moon, he says, what is man that you would visit me? What is man that you would even make me a little lower than an angel? Money, I don't mean no harm, but I sure wish that we could go back to the Adam days and find men that's on purpose for God. You want to say something different with me? If we can find, I just call Josephine's name now. I don't mean nothing. I just call a name. Lord have mercy. Let me call somebody's name. Let me just call Jesus' name. I won't get into trouble about it. Lord, I praise you right about now. But yet at the same time, if we can find men that was on purpose for God, that understood their divine calling, it would be some unhappy women.
Is a fig tree that looked like a fig tree.
but it wasn't bearing any fruit. The purpose of the fig tree was to bear figs at a certain season. Because if you don't bear figs at a certain season, and God is the one that manufactured, you make God look bad. So God cursed the tree. And said, I tell you what, you won't bear none from this point on. What was Jesus trying to tell us? Anytime that we don't lay hold of our God-given purpose, we're too busy with other things. We'll end up with a curse because we're not doing what God called us to do. Can I get a witness? First principle, I'm going to show you when it deal with this fig tree. Notice something. Jesus cursed the fig tree. And when they came back by the fig tree was dying. It was dead. Watch this. From the root up. Peter said it in verse 20. He says, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dried up from the roots up. And the first point I want to make to you, brothers and sisters, a life without Jesus is a dried up life. I don't care how you look. I don't care how you sing, preach, pray. It doesn't matter. A life without Jesus can't go anywhere. I want to stop right there because we're living in a day and time in this time where folk can think that you can be outside of the will of God but yet be blessed of God. I've not found a scripture yet to support any of that. There's a major disconnect in our world today. Can I come home for a moment? There's a major disconnect even in our churches today. There's a disconnect. Something has dried up from the root up because there is no life. There is no life. There is no joy. There is no peace. And a life without Christ is a life that's not going anywhere. Oh, what's your head from here? Y'all won't get with me. Jesus said that I come to give you what? Life, and to give it more abundantly. That tells me that if God don't give me life, I'm not talking about existence. If God doesn't give me life, I won't have life because he's the giver of life. Now, what has happened, Minister Allen, is the devil has warped our minds and he has hacked our intellect. And what he has done, he has caused us to move away from God. And now we're dependent on other folk to bring us joy, bring us happiness, bring us peace. And I've learned in my days of trying to live that anytime you look for folk to bring you joy, peace, and happiness, you're going to have a rocket life. Because folk will give you what you want as long as you're giving them what they want. The moment you stop giving them what they want, they're going to stop giving you what you want. And I refuse to live a life where I got to be catered to folk, trying to work myself to death, trying to please somebody. If you on the Lord's side, come on somebody, if you on the Lord's side, everybody with you want to be on the Lord's side. The only folk that want to have a problem with you are folk that don't want to be on the Lord's side. But my friend, if you got purpose and understand purpose, you ought to tell the hellhounds that I understand my divine purpose. And I'm going to walk in the purpose that God has called me. I'm not going to let nobody get me on track. I'm not going to let the enemy get me because I know who I serve. I know who the master is. I know what he called me to be. Even though I may have some trials and tribulations, but I'm going to stay on the Lord's side. Watch this. Notice something. Peter came by. He says, Lord, he says, the tree which you cursed is dried up. It's cursed. Jesus never did entertain Peter's question. He simply said to Peter, if you have faith in God. That's how we know the tree wasn't living out his purpose. Because God says, if you have faith in God, Peter, you will survive. But once you lose faith in God, you won't survive. What is faith? Faith is not belief alone. Faith is, Lord, I trust you. I don't see what you're doing, but I trust you. I don't understand what you're doing, but I trust you. Many of us, we want to have a sight kind of religion. What is that? That is, Lord, I'll do it when I see it. But the Christian understands that I must walk by faith and not by sight. I want to tell you something. I have learned that there are some things that you can look at that look bleak. It's not going to work. It's not. It'll have you discouraged. It'll have you depressed. But faith says, if God told me that I have victory, I have victory. If God told me that I'm an overcomer, I'm an overcomer. It doesn't matter what life says. That's why you need to hook up with folk that are pushing you closer to the Lord. Because in your down time, when it looks like everything is going wrong, everything is turning south on you, all kinds of adversity, you need somebody in your life that will push you toward God and say, I know it looks crazy, but if you hold out,
have mercy.
Everybody need that support system. One of the reasons why God gave Adam and Eve was because when Adam was fulfilling his ordained purposes for God, Eve was there to help him fulfill the purpose. Please understand something. Men, I don't mean no harm. Women, I don't mean no harm, but I got to tell the truth. Amen? Please understand something. You can't follow somebody who don't know where they're going. You talking about a stagnant life. There ought to be some purpose. Now, somehow, we're talking about what kind of church are we wanting to be? Where is God calling us to be? Where does God want us to be? Where does God need us to be? We need to be talking about purpose and goal. What is the goal of ministry? What is the goal of the choir? When you're just coming together just to be coming together, you become stagnant. Nobody goes nowhere, and you're wasting time. And after a while, God says, you're not ordained your purpose, and he offers a clarity. The thing that we must understand, can I teach a bit? The thing that we must understand is that you can follow wives. You can follow the husband if the husband got a divine plan. I tell folks, oh Lord, have mercy. See, I tell folks all the time in counseling, when in premarital counseling, I said, look, have you asked him what's the plan for you? Because he went, we gonna figure that out, you're gonna leave. See, this is Bible stuff here. This is not the world stuff. The world said, child, don't worry about that. Don't let nobody tell you this. Don't let nobody tell you that. You got to live your life in the way you think, blah, 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 blah. That's the world's way. That's the money. But God says if you want some peace and happiness, you better do it my way. Anybody else forget that? You better do it my way. And the first thing I ask for is, what is the plan? What is the plan? Do you have to, ma'am, have you asked him, when do you plan to take us? When do you plan to take me? Because if you lost, I'm going to be lost. If you have no direction, I'm not going to have any direction. And we just one big family going nowhere. Everybody just brush it up. Oh, good morning. There is more to life than sex. You got to have purpose. What is the purpose of us being together? Yes. Husband, boyfriend, where are you taking me?
Vivian.
Jesus said, when he came to the street, he cursed the tree. Said, you won't eat from it anymore. Can I put a pin in there and tell you something? What do you have to offer anybody? Has Jesus cursed your life? What do you have to offer to ministry? What do you have to offer to ministry? What's there? This tree has a disconnect from God. That's why it was bearing fruit. Jesus says in John chapter 15, he says, when you're connected to the branch And the vine is in the branch, and the branch is in the vine. Guess what he says? He says, you're going to bear fruit. So when you have a fruitless life in terms of ministry, it simply means there is a disconnect. I'm sorry. That's the Bible. Because when you're connected to the call, to the thought, to the energy, when you're connected to the source, you're very passionate about ministry. That's why Jeremiah says, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Why? Jeremiah, like many of us, wanted to quit. Jeremiah wanted to be done. But every time the enemy would put that thought in his psyche, he would say, but it's like fire shut up in my bones. Even when I don't want to do it, I find myself doing it. Why? Because the connection that I have with God won't allow me to stop. Can I teach you that? I want 2 minutes, and we have it. When the connection has failed, the things of God doesn't matter anymore. Because if Jermaine turns this mic off, this mic is of no use to me. It has been disconnected from the power. It looks like a mic, but it serves no purpose because there has been an interruption in the connection. The fig tree looked like a fig tree because it had fig leaves. But there was no fruit. Can I put a pin in there for a moment and tell you something? Many of us within the body of Christ, we look like Christians. But we're imitations. All we have is leaves. What do you mean? We got religion. What do you mean we got religion? We know the nice gospel things to say. How you doing this morning? I'm good. I'm highly favored. I'm blessed in the Lord. I think the Lord is everything. I just that thing. It's all right to have the talk, but you need to also have the walk. Can I tell you something? I don't mean no harm, but many of us, we can come to church and we can look good. We can look like movie stars and whatever the case may be. But if the disconnect has happened, all we're doing is looking good. Can I get a witness? Ministry, I'm telling you. And what are we doing? Looking good. Because there's a major disconnect. But when you tap into the power source, that power source meaning Jesus the Christ, yeah, you find yourself engaged in ministry, doing things and plugged into God, and God now will push you toward your God-giving ministries. The answer is never to give up and give out on God. Because every time I want to quit, Brother Dunbar, I ask myself, how many times have God quit on me? Lord, I'm getting a little fool right now. I ask myself, when I feel like throwing in the towel, when life weight becomes seemingly overbearing. And when it looks like nobody understands, when I feel like going off into a place all by myself, and when I'm riding alone talking to God, God speaks into my mind and says, have I ever quit on you? Can I get a witness here? There's sometimes and things become. God said to me, Noel, in this morning, he says, I got you just where I need you. Because when you can't depend on nobody else, you can look to Jesus, the cross. And I'm right about it. And I want to close today by saying, if we understand our God-given purpose and start living lives that are pleasing in the eyes of the Lord, I believe the glory of God will come back not only in our church, but it'll come back in our world. And my rabbi,